I tell you what I'm saying to Theresa May. Do not take this victory in Copeland as a green light to attack the A&E, the maternity services and the children's ward.
She's going to be delighted this morning in Downing Street because she wants Jeremy to stay as long as possible. Why do you not seem to recognise that?
Well, I tell you, the contrast between her and Jeremy in the coming months will be stark. We will have a leader that fails to deliver a Brexit on behalf of the whole of the country, protect jobs and our economy, and that'll be Theresa May. She'll have a party.
You've got a leader that she'll crush in an election. Well, she showed that.
The concept of an interview is you ask a question and I answer it.
I've heard
the
you answer, say that this morning, well, but yeah, I'm just saying, correcting that point.
Well, maybe we need to ensure.
You've lost the seat you had since the 1930s.
Maybe you have to ensure that I can finish a sentence. Theresa May will divide her own party and she'll fail to deliver a Brexit that protects living standards, jobs and our economy. Theresa May will be a divisive figure in the future in this next year. You'll see that Jeremy is a consensual politician who will bring people together and get the best deal that we need for the long term.
She's brought her own party fully behind her. You haven't managed
to
do that with your party.
They're about to tear themselves apart. Look, on the debate...
They only had one MP vote against Article 50. That was Ken Clark.
Go and listen to George Osborne's speech in that debate. What George Osborne said...
But that doesn't matter, because she had her whole party support, whereas you didn't.
Yes. Article 50. What George Osborne said is that the fight starts after Article 50 and I will be amongst it. And that's what he said. You'll see that she'll fail to deliver and she will not be able to unite her party from Bill Cash to Anna Soubry and George Osborne.
Even with all that background, she still managed to take a seat off of you that you've had since the 1930s.
In special
the first time in 30 years that a sitting PM has been able to do that. When it's a seat which has nuclear power, which has a union that supports Labour and Jeremy Corbyn, and they cannot get their members to come out and vote for him.
A seat that Labour vote was eroding over a number of general elections, a seat in which they voted overwhelmingly for Brexit, where we campaigned for Remain, and a seat where they had a particular issue over the future of the nuclear industry. Those special circumstances meant it was difficult for us, but we'll win it back.